With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Tuesday to you, boys and girls. One question and one question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. We come to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. So glad you're with us. It's a Trash Tuesday. So if you want to hit us up on a trash, you can do that. Let's do some trashings, shall we? At 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. Some trashes on the tweets. Raphael tweets, DA, I'm trashing people that don't pick up their dog poop.
Taking out the trash.
You know, I wholeheartedly agree. And this might not be as big an issue outside of the city, outside of the urban areas, but maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe it is. I just know here in a congested urban area, there's a lot of dogs and there's a lot of poop. And there's a lot of people that don't pick up the poop.
I've stepped in it many times.
And I'm sitting there going, you have signed up for this responsibility, boys and girls. If you've got the dog in the city and it goes on the sidewalk, you have got to get down on your hands and knees, put on one of those weird plastic glove bag things, and pick up that log and like it.
There's always dog poop everywhere. No one picks up their dog poop.
Now, maybe it's a little different in a field. Maybe it's a little different in a grassy area, a park, because maybe it gets lost in the grass. Maybe it's not as easy to identify, but when it's on the sidewalk and you don't do it, you have broken your contract with society. You need to pick up that log and like it.
So I want to find the local politicians, get those dog poop fine signs up.
Couldn't agree more. Does this happen in your neighborhood, Merez?
All the time. My father has made signs on the side of his house because they live in a corner house.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen him pull up, like I pulled up the block from my house, and I've seen him just outside cursing up a storm. And this happens every summer when people start walking their dogs. What's the matter, Dad? You know, Mr. Poodle had a dog pooping all over the lawn again. He nicknames everybody that walks certain kind of dogs. We have a Mr. Poodle, Mr. Doberman. It doesn't end.
You know, I just find that reprehensible human behavior. I really do. I think it's totally unacceptable. If you think it's important enough to have a pet, you better also take responsibility of the poo-poo deal. Okay, that's your contract.
I've fled in the park before. If my dog goes and I wasn't prepared without a bag on me, I'll pick him up and I run for the hills. I'm out of there.
So you've done it. You've been a contract breaker.
I do feel bad. I blame my dog and I yell at him the whole ride home. Because usually, you know,
he's an animal. He is going to go poo wherever he wants.
But sometimes he'll go back-to-back bombs. Like I bring one bag. I'm like, okay, he went. I'll pick it up. And then 10 minutes later, he's dropping another bomb, you know? Can't have it. Then what?
Well, you need to have multiple bags, my friend.
No, I blame my dog. I pick it up, I run. That's somebody else's problem.
Do you do this in people's yards?
Not in people's yards. This will be like in a park, walking around a lake or something like that. And then, you know, I'm hoping a goose or something steps in and not a human.
Do you let Jay or Wellington poo in people's yards?
I try not to.
You try not to.
But sometimes.
You're just as bad.
You know, sometimes it happens. But if that happens, I'll try to pick it up. You know, ding dong, you got a shovel.
Pick it up with your hands, man.
What, are you crazy?
You have the dog. That's your contract.
No, it's not a contract.
It's a contract.
Their contract is poop on pavement. Let's roll.
It's a social contract.
I disagree.
You're just part of the problem.
Duff is so angry, you can tell.
Fuming. Fuming, and rightfully so. Duff, you know, do you have any pets?
I do. I have two dogs. They usually just go out in the backyard. We walk them on occasion, but we always bring a roll of dog bags, always picking up, no matter the situation, no matter the place, it's getting picked up.
You know, that's the thing. That's why I don't have dogs. My girlfriend wants a dog. I said, no dogs.
Your girlfriend loves dogs. You got to get her a dog.
Loves them. I said, I'm not entering the contract where I have to pick up another living creature's hot log. That's not what
I... That's a terrible job by you.
Sorry.
Every dog needs a home.
That's true. But we live in the city, in an apartment. We're walking it on sidewalks. I said, no. If we go out to the burbs, that's great. Absolutely. Room to roam, and then that can poop all over the yard, and then I don't have to pick it up.
Yes, you do. What, are you going to have landmines all over the yard? No matter what, dog poop gets picked up.
There's going to be a part, there's going to be a warning track.
Oh, yeah.
Of the lawn, where the warning track, that's where the dog goes.
What, are you going to grow grapevine tomatoes using that as seed?
Yes, it's going to be like Wrigleyville over there. Okay? It's part of the contract, and I don't want anything to do with the contract, so I'm not going to enter into the contract. I'm not signing on the dotted line there. I'm not picking up the poop. You got to pick up the poop. If you got a dog, you got to pick it up. Trash Tuesday, Mark tweets, DA, I'm trashing Roger Goodell for fining football players for arm wrestling in Vegas, and yet he puts the Raiders there.
Boom. Trashed.
Yeah, how hypocritical is the NFL? You can't arm wrestle in Vegas, but you can play, you can have a franchise relocate there? It's time for your five-minute mothership.
So what did you miss? Glad you asked. It's five-minute mothership.
Indians and White Sox in extra innings. Cleveland looking for the walk-off. Michael Brantley at the plate.
Now the payoff pitch. Swing and a line drive, base hit down the left field line. It'll head toward the corner. Lindor hits third. He'll try to score. Lindor's coming home. It's a game-winning double. Michael Brantley has come through. And welcome back, number 23. Walk-off win number one. And Michael Brantley, who agonized all last season because he couldn't help this club win at all, has gone oppo with a game-winning double.
Tom Hamilton, Indians Radio. That was opening day in Cleveland for the defending American League champions. They do it in style. Meantime, Avery Genesee, offensive lineman, Texas A&M. He's looking to get drafted and says going up against the potential number one pick in Myles Garrett definitely helped him get better.
I always requested to go against him in either what drill we had to do. I always wanted to go against the best because on Saturdays I wanted for it to make it easy for me because going against him, he brought different moves and different type of styles of play. When I got on the field, it made it easier for me. We always try to make each other better. So if I'm doing something wrong, he would tell me what I'm doing wrong. If I beat him, I would tell him what he did wrong. We just made each other better and try to become as one.
Imagine trying to go up against Myles Garrett every single day. I think that's pretty cool from Avery Genesee saying, I want Myles Garrett every single day. I want him to make me better. I want to challenge myself against the best. Very cool. And finally, Sekou Smith, NBA.com and NBA TV. Discussing the Cleveland Cavaliers resting LeBron and Kyrie last night, despite the number one seed still being out there to get.
This isn't a team that has shown itself down the stretch of the season to be as dominant as I think they thought they'd be. So for them to not go after that with their guys, you know, it's kind of odd. But I get the feeling Teron Lue is more concerned about 2 months from now than he is about 2 days from now. And that's a pragmatic way of approaching it when you've done with what they have the past couple of years. You've got a guy like LeBron James as the centerpiece of your team. But it's also a bit arrogant. You know, I mean, Boston is ready to challenge you and take the number one seed. And then you got Toronto and Washington who both believe they got a chance to make some noise at your expense potentially in the playoffs as well. So you got to be real careful if you're Cleveland not to get, you know, too full of what you've done because there are teams coming after you this year.
You know, I think that's an interesting point. You have a Cavaliers team that obviously has been to back-to-back NBA Finals. You have LeBron who's been to 6 straight NBA Finals, and so you probably feel like no matter where you are seated in the NBA playoffs, you'll be just fine. But it is a little arrogant, I tend to agree, in just assuming that it's not that big a deal to get the one seed. Because, as we know, you get into these playoff series, you end up in a situation where Eastern Conference Finals, let's say you just had a grinded out series against the Raptors in the second round, and it took you 6 or 7 games to win that. And then you go to the Eastern Finals, you've got to open up with 2 on the road in Boston instead of 2 at home in Cleveland. And maybe you find yourself down 0-2, and now you've got to expend all this energy just getting back to 2-2 instead of having those first 2 at home. Everybody thinks about the game 7. But how about setting the tone of the series by having the first 2 at home? I think that's a big deal as well. Maybe it doesn't matter because when LeBron is right and the Cavs are right, they're that much better than everybody else in the East. But I tend to agree with Sekou. It's a little arrogant just to assume, you know what, let's just rest now and we won't worry about if we got to go on the road for a game 7 down the road. And that's your 5 in a mothership. Mark tweets in, DA, I'd rather Mraz Welch on a bet than not pick up dog poop. Hashtag, we're living in a society. It's a contract, my friends. It's a contract. You want that dog? You like that dog? You want to have Fido sit next to you as you're watching the game with a beer? You want to throw Fido a Frisbee? You want to have a little designer pet to hang around with and man's best friend? That's fine. I'm all for it. I think animals are cool. Dogs are cool. But you have entered a contract.
No one picks up their dog poop.
It is up to you to do the right thing. You don't just go over somebody's house, walk by their lawn, and start graffitiing, do you? You don't take baseball bats to people's mailboxes, do you?
That's completely different. That's not natural. Dog poop is a natural thing.
One of your possessions is going to another person's property and leaving they're defacing that property.
There's always dog poop everywhere.
And it's time that we in society understood there is no room for the non-dog poop picker-uppers.
I've stepped in it many times.
855-212-4.
Go to the local politicians.
I want to find the local politicians, get those dog poop fine signs up.
855-212-4CBS. Robert tweets, I'm a dog musher and pick up after 40 dogs twice a day. That's some perspective. Whew. I'm not great at math, but that sounds like there's 80 logs there.
It's a crappy job.
Whoa. Yikes. Not a lot of time in your life for anything else at 80 of those. Whew. Yeah, it's just like missile silo action. When we come back here on the DA Show, a little Market Watch, our most interactive affiliates across the DA Show's universe. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
They're listening, DA. They're listening to every word we say.
DA, I'm so glad to talk to you, man. You know, keep doing what you're doing, dude. You're rocking it. I've become a fan of you. I never call in because I used to be on the air. You have made me call in today.
It's the Mothership on CBS Sports Radio.
Starting on Monday, we'll have a new time. We'll be moving to the daytime hours, 9 a.m. until noon Eastern time here on CBS Sports Radio. If you're local affiliate has other programming on at that time, or maybe you're outside of your normal listening area at that time, remember that you can always stream us. Use the website cbssportsradio.com for a live stream. We'll have a webcast as well. All shows will be on the web, so you can watch them when we have in-studio guests or want to watch Merez eat something crazy. You can always do that, and you can always get us on your phone on the CBS Sports app. Thunder and Timberwolves are at halftime right now. OKC, without Russell Westbrook, leading easily 56-43. It's Tony Romo night in Dallas. He has the Mavericks honor him before the Cowboys do. Awkward. Where the Nuggets lead 41-37, 6 minutes to play in the second quarter. I mean, how bad is it in Dallas where Dirk Nowitzki just wants relevant games late in the season? He just wants to be on a team that is like the 8 seed in the West. They can't even get that right. They got Dirk and Rick Carlisle, two of the classiest guys in the league, and the roster is so broken. They've got 32 wins, and they're hosting Tony Romo night at the end of the season. Just so bad. So bad. Dirk deserves better than that. Hope Romo didn't get injured going to the bathroom.
I am a smart Cowboy fan. I know about football.
Oh, pulled up lame. Oh, there goes the Achilles again. Oh, we'll be able to make the first preseason game of the booth with Nance.
It's not Jerry Jones.
855-212-4CBS. Matt's next up in Milwaukee, listening on 105.7 to CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, DA? Can I get a beam up real quick? Clocking off, working late night.
You got it. What's up, man?
Thank you, sir. Got a quick one about Mraz and the dog. Right?
Yeah.
If it's your dog pooping in somebody's yard, you got to clean it up.
That's
if
right.
It's your kid pooping in somebody's yard, for sure.
That's right.
Same kind of principle.
Yes.
Kid can't take care of himself, got to pick up the kid's poop.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And then a quick one about LeBron. Does this kind of go as a knock against him for, you know, as all-time greatest if he's sitting out games and stuff like that? You know, the old guy is always complaining that new generation's a little bit softer than most, but, you know, what do you think about that?
I think that modern players got smarter, and modern players also are under different type of scrutiny. When we talk about LeBron or Kevin Durant or any of these other guys, Steph Curry, James Harden, one of the first things we say is either he won a championship or he didn't win a championship. I mean, Kevin Durant is now with the title best player in the NBA not to win a championship. That will always hang over, and which you know is part of the reason he left to join a super team, which you know is part of the reason why LeBron left Cleveland to join the Heat. Because not winning a title was the first line in his bio. So knowing that that is the end-all, be-all for so many people, knowing that that's what we fixate on, and then knowing on top of that so much more about somebody's body, about your own body, because in 1965, when Bill Russell is playing every game for the Celtics, there's not a chiropractor for the team. There's not some type of yoga instructor. There's no sports science. There's no blood testing. There's no this game plan and this on this day and this rest schedule. And they're just like, yeah, go play basketball. And now because you're surrounded by so much more, you're under so much more scrutiny, you're paid so much more, I think these guys are making different decisions. And they're being allowed to do it. I mean, don't get me wrong. You're going to be allowed to do it. Like, if your boss said, okay, as long as you're as productive, you get to work a 4-day work week. As long as you get everything that you want to do done in 4 days, you don't have to come to work on a Friday. I mean, how many of us would do that? We would all do that. Like if my boss said, okay, well, you can tape the show on Thursday afternoon and then you don't have to come in on Friday. And so what LeBron and these other guys are doing is saying, well, are you paying me for 82 regular season games or are you paying me to win a championship? Because if you're paying me to win a championship, I can be just as productive in game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals. I could be more productive if I rest today. which I kind of get. You know? The less games, though, the less of an excuse you have, which is why I think they have to shorten the NBA postseason, or the NBA season, even though I realize that's a long shot. Let's bring in your market watch.
Who puts on for their city?
I don't get the question.
We tally your calls, tweets, Facebook likes, and comments. Then put them into a blender, and it spits out with who our most interactive affiliates are. It's the Mothership's Market Watch.
Put on for my city, on for my city. Put on East Side, put on South Side, put on West Side, put on. Let's go.
Your number 10 most interactive affiliate, Albany, New York, 104.9. Win. Number 9. Baltimore, CBS Sports Radio's 1300. B-More coming in at number 9. Number 8, Washington, D.C., CBS Sports Radio's 1580. Number 7, Houston, CBS Sports Radio's 650. Number 6, Clemson, South Carolina, 105.5, The Roar. Number 5, Boise, Idaho, 93.1, The Ticket. Number 4, Oklahoma City, 105.3, The Pro. Number 3, San Antonio, CBS Sports Radio's 860. Number 2, Green Bay, Wisconsin, 107.5, The Fan, Titletown. And your number 1 most interactive affiliate on the DA Show's network last week was Seattle on 1090, The Fan. Props to Seattle, and thanks to everybody that made that list, all of our great affiliates, and thanks to everybody that made a call or sent us a tweet, followed us on Facebook, or sent a message there as well. Check this out at Instagram, all of our social media platforms. I appreciate it all. The interactivity is what makes it work. Mike tweets, DA, I'm leaving the sports book in Vegas. I'm headed to the Las Vegas 51s game. I stopped in the restroom and found gum in the urinal.
I am the epic fail.
Ugh, I hate gum in the urinal. It's just so mindless. Some dude spits the gum in the urinal and doesn't realize that ain't going down. And so you're forcing somebody else to pick your chewed gum out of a pee-pee bowl. You know, it's just completely unacceptable. Unacceptable behavior. Just like letting the dog poop sit in somebody else's yard. And that previous caller made a good point here, Mraz, something you should think about. You wouldn't let your baby have a dirty diaper and just leave that diaper in somebody's yard.
Yeah, a diaper is a little different. That caller was insinuating that, you know, kids just drop logs in backyards. I mean, I'd call Child Protective Services if that's the parenting going on here.
Well, I've seen your block party. Don't tell me there wouldn't be a little baby that could be hanging around your yard, leaving a little mess.
Well, there have been naked children running around the house going to the bathroom, you know, whose parents weren't looking at all times.
Yeah, I know. I've run into a few of those. Like, I'm going to grab a beer, going to the bathroom. I've had one too many. I'm stepping on, like, some kid that's naked running around. I'm like, what the heck is going on around here?
That's why parents should be watching their kids and not watching the macaroni and cheese disintegrate at the table.
Hey, I'm Peter Schwartz.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. When we come back, cut line, including an interesting report from Adam Schefter going into the final weeks before the NFL draft. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Currently being beamed up to the mothership.
Well, good evening, DA, an honor and pleasure as always. All right, beam the old head up, please.
You got-
guys.
Feels kind of warm and snuggly, doesn't it?
Thank you for allowing me to enter the mothership.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Don't take a risk at a dead battery. O'Reilly Auto Parts provides free battery testing. If your battery needs to be replaced, professional parts people can find the exact battery that fits your car or truck. With free installation, O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. McCoy's next up. He's in Baltimore, listening on CBS Sports Radio's 1300. What's going on, McCoy?
What's going on, fam? I can't get past all the hygienics, you know, going on in today's show. Before I get started on my trash, my razz in this park pooping thing will remind me of that episode on Billions when he made the dude clean up the dog poop while engaging on a serious conversation or whatever about business, man. Hey, Mraz, don't be that guy or whatever.
That's right. Don't be that guy.
Yeah, man, back to my trash. And I just want to trash all the Facebook users that got to take the same ridiculous, retarded pics. Don't nobody care about your life and what's going on every single minute of the day. I'm getting tired of seeing the same bathroom pics or whatever every day, all day. It's either a bathroom pic or a pic about a plate of food or whatever. You know, like if you're in a restaurant, like you don't know how to go out on a dinner date or something. They order food, they eat it or whatever. We got to stop the nonsense, you know. Take pictures about being on vacation for the kids or something, but come on, man. You know, you're leaving yourself open, you know, for criticism, you know. And, man, can't take the heat. Get out of the kitchen. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
Trash Tuesday is fun for everyone.
So, on that note, I have recently began following on Instagram a girl that I used to go to high school with. There was, you know how you get the suggestions? And so I had a suggestion of like 20 people I went to high school with. And I'm like, all right, fine. Bunch of people that I went to high school with. She is married, has three kids. I'm telling you, every day there's 7 to 10 pics of her kids. I have seen more of her 9-year-old daughter's recital, her singing recital and her piano playing, than I have seen of most of my family's greatest accomplishments.
Come on.
I'm serious. I'm looking at this right now just to double check how many. Today she posted a hike. Okay, they went on a hike. It's her and her husband. Fine. Then there's the photo of her three kids on the hike. Then there's another photo of the three kids on the hike. Then there's a photo of the whole family of the five on the hike. Then there's a photo of the five after the hike. That's all from today. There's also a photo of them going to the movies. Okay, that was yesterday. Also, not one, not two, but three of the keyboard recital videos from her 9-year-old daughter. I got a video over the weekend, a picture over the weekend of her 6-year-old son fishing. He caught his first fish. I got them on an ATV as well, the kids. I've got grandma with the three kids. This is all in the last 3 days. I mean, I'm telling you, I haven't talked to this girl in 20 years, and now I know everything that's happening with all of her children, and now I've got a defriend, but I feel terrible because there is no mute on Instagram.
All right, a couple things here. Number one.
Why would anybody think everybody wants to see all of that? It's one thing to do once in a while what your kids are doing. Why would you post 5 pictures of you hiking?
See, I think that's a bigger problem than the recital videos. Because I think at the recital videos, like if that was the one day she came out and she had multiple posts.
Oh, I see practices of the recital,
okay,
too.
Okay, that's no good. But if you're at the recital and you film a couple songs, that's kind of like the modern day way of like video recording. You know what I mean? Like you'll always have that on your Instagram page to go back. I don't need 5 hiking pictures. I'll say this. They're a very active family. But, you know, can we stay home? Can we stay home and watch TV once? I mean, geez Louise. Now, also, Instagram, I noticed over the weekend, maybe this is a new thing, that you could post multiple pictures, but, like, you could just scroll across, not in the story.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people doing that over the weekend. So
like
maybe
she... Flipbook?
Yeah, she needs to start doing that because you don't need that clogging your timeline.
No, that's for sure.
You know, do you think she's following you going, I mean, he keeps putting up a fat guy in a pink Speedo. How many times I got to see that?
Well, I've got an Instagram ratio. I do one post a day. No more than one post a day. Sometimes no post a day, but I go maximum one post a day.
I think that's fair.
I don't want to clog people's timeline.
I think you could put multiple posts on like a weekend with like some good stuff going on.
You feel like the event is warranted.
If the event is warranted, you go 2-3 picks, sure.
Oh, it's too bad. She was just such a bright, cheery, bubbly gal, and she's just so happy to be a mom, but I hate it all.
You won't let your girlfriend have a damn dog. You hate this woman's happiness. You got some sick problems.
I can't stand her.
You are a machine of death.
Time for your cut line.
These stories were left out by the selection committee.
You knew about this and you didn't tell me?
Cut from their high school team. The news that didn't make the show.
We can't keep you all here.
I'm no longer on the team?
It's the cut line.
Everybody on that line.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
All right, so tonight in Dallas was Tony Romo night. And when I first heard about this, I said, well, all right, fine. Tony Romo is going to be shown in the Jumbotron. He's at a Mavs game, which is awkward because he's not retired officially from the NFL. And the Cowboys have it at Tony Romo Day. But okay, he's friends with Mark Cuban, so they're going to show him on the Jumbotron. Probably have his highlights on the Jumbotron. Some type of break where everybody gives him a standing ovation and how much he meant to Dallas. That's fine. But then I saw him shooting baskets in the shoot-around, which was awkward. But okay, you know, he's shooting baskets in shoot-around. Then I see he has a jersey on with no undershirt. He has a number 9 Dallas Mavericks jersey on and is sitting with the team and got an introduction before the game with the starting lineup where he ran out with the team, got the starting lineup introduction, and then had high fives with everybody. I'm not even lying. Here's the audio.
And then guard. In his first season from Eastern Illinois, welcome to Dallas, number 9, Tony Romo.
That's so embarrassing. That is so Bush League. That is so minor league Bush League. Like, just let, what, Tony Romo can play goalie for the Stars next. I mean, what is this?
And they did the welcome to Dallas like he was like a real player coming in for his debut.
In his first season of Eastern Illinois.
Ugh. Just, ugh.
That is so low class. That is so low rent. Oh, my God. That the St. Paul Saints should be doing something like that. The Savannah Bananas should be doing something like that. That's a D-League promotion right there.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
My God, Yoenis Cespedes has 3 home runs tonight and then just rocketed a double over the center fielder's head and onto the warning track. The guy is absolutely insane tonight. Also, in football, you have an NFL draft coming up. And a report from Adam Schefter that there is not a consensus right now on who the number 1 pick will be by the Cleveland Browns. That many executives think it should be and will be Myles Garrett, but others think it should be and will be Mitch Trubisky. I'll tell you what I think. I think the Browns are creating interest at the top of the draft by not committing to one guy. And so they'll say, we like Mitch Trubisky. We like Mitch Trubisky. To see if somebody who really likes Mitch Trubisky will trade into that number 1 slot and then they can take all the winnings. And if they can get a couple of number 1s for him, like an RG3 trade or like even the Jared Goff trade last year, they'll take that. Now, I don't think there's any way that anybody loves Trubisky that much to get up there. And I think when all is said and done and the dust clears, you will see the Cleveland Browns select Myles Garrett, and I think you will be fine if you're a Browns fan, and I think the Browns will be fine because he is an elite prospect with a very important position. He is not going to get you into trouble off the field. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't party. He's a brainiac in a lot of ways, and I mean, the guy, I think, has almost no flaws there. He wants to be one of the greats of all time. He's properly driven. I think you just got to take Myles Garrett. But if you hear a bunch of Mitch Trubisky stuff, I think it's just the Browns trying to whip up interest for somebody to trade into that number one slot and give them a ton for it.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Deion Jordan has a new home as the cast-off for the Miami Dolphins lands in Seattle with the Seahawks. He was formerly the number three pick overall. The Dolphins traded up from 12 to 3 to get the Oregon pass rusher. And he was such a bust. He had a total of 3 sacks in 4 years, but didn't play the last 2 years because of violation of the substance abuse policy. The guy is one of the great draft busts of all time. And, I mean, if you're the Dolphins, you just don't want him in your sights anymore. I will say, though, that Seattle might be the perfect place for him because the Seahawks will take guys, and if they've got great athleticism, just find a role for them, but not ask them to do too much. Now, I don't know. Deion Jordan might be a total head case, might be a total immature brat, might be just a party animal or whatever, and will never get it right. But if there is a place for it to work, it's a defense where there's high expectations, but you don't have to do too much. You'll be a role guy, situational guy. You'll be well-coached, good lineage of professionalism, even though the Richard Sherman thing blew up in their face last year and is blowing up on them currently. But I think that if there's a place where it can succeed and it can work, it's telling Deion Jordan, okay, you've got the veterans minimum. Right now, you just want to get your career back on track. We will put you in specific situations like a Bruce Irvin and just let you use your athleticism, but we're not counting on you to be anything more than a situational guy, and maybe that takes off some of the pressure, and maybe that helps him get a restart.
So sorry, you've been cut.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All right, let's get to your epic fail of the night, boys and girls. And we learned in soundcheck tonight that there is a squirrel by the name of Putter at an ice cream stand in North Carolina that has become their mascot by dropping by daily and eating his own ice cream cone and scurrying it back up the tree. Is a squirrel more than a rat with a longer tail?
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
This is an amazing story because doesn't this make you want to go to Fantasy Isle Ice Cream Shop just to see this squirrel do this?
I'm scared of squirrels. My dad is now hand-feeding squirrels Oreos, so I'm seeing this on a daily basis. I think squirrels entirely are getting too comfortable with humans lately. I think there's been a trend the last 3 years.
Lately.
Mom, don't move.
Can't let it get out of the living room.
And yeah, I think because for the whole lives, squirrels and humans had an understanding. You're scared of us, we're scared of you, let's stay away from each other, run past. I don't know what's going on. I'm reading more and more stories. I'm seeing my dad do it. I'm seeing this ice cream guy do it. These squirrels are just getting too comfortable with humans, and it's going to lead to an apocalypse.
A squirrel apocalypse?
There's rabies everywhere.
Where's Eddie? He usually eats these damn things.
Oh, not recently, Clarky. Read the squirrels were high in cholesterol.
You know, it becomes I Am Legend. People are going nuts because they're foaming out their mouth. We need to get back to the old squirrel and human, you know, understanding.
You were very scared of the squirrel in Central Park.
There are very few things that scare me more than squirrels.
I'm going to catch it in a coat, smack it with a hammer.
The claws, the biting, the idea of rabies, I'm out.
So are you scared of rats?
Rats, just give me the shakes. Squirrels, I'm actually scared of. I feel like I could die because of a squirrel.
You don't think you could die from a subway rat or a New York City garbage rat?
No, I don't think so. And something about a squirrel, like, I don't feel like I have the ability to punch a squirrel. You know, I feel like I have no defense on a squirrel.
You think you could punch a rat?
Yeah, or I could step on it, kick it. I don't think I could do that with a squirrel. They're quick. Squirrels scare me, man.
What about a bat?
I've had a bat fly down and hit me in the head before.
Bats are scary
that
way.
That was scary. I almost had a heart attack. Not good.
I'm more scared of the bats than I would be scared of the squirrel.
Yeah, okay, because they could fly and they could fly away. But squirrel, I'm telling you, man, something about squirrels, and they're getting too comfortable lately, and this speaks to them.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
When did a bat slam you in the head?
I would say it was probably about 6 or 7 years ago. summer night, backyard, kept swooping down.
Oh, you saw the bat?
Oh, yeah. There's bats that hover around my parents' house. For whatever reason, there must be like a bat nest up there. And every summer they come out, and around twilight or whatever, they start coming out to eat flies or whatever it is
sure,
they do.
Yeah.
And my father got into a habit of like shaking his baseball cap, you know, almost to make it like a bat noise and scare us back in the day. And it got to the point one summer where we didn't realize this. Him doing that was attracting the bats, and the bats sort of swoop down lower and lower and lower until one day I'm in the chair and he's doing it, and you look up and there's the bat, and it basically scraped the top of my head and took off up. I fell off the chair, almost had a heart attack. I'm not gonna lie, I think I soiled myself a little bit.
Oh my gosh.
I was like crying like a child.
Bats are scary.
They're freaky.
Bats are real
rats
scary.
With wings.
Rats with wings hitting you in the head. That's not a good combination. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. My man Rob Duffy on the Wheels of Steel. And Jay Berman and Rich Ackerman on your headlines. We're back at it tomorrow. Be good and be good to one another. I'm DA and the Mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.